ESPN Radio. 92.5, 1300. It is The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us on this Men at Work Monday, where we're going to do a man from the land down under or a little overkill based on what our picks are tonight. And if you know us, you kind of know we're probably going, although we do throw some monkey wrenches in there sometimes. But we will talk about our picks later on today in the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie picks. But in the interim, you can text us, 859-381-1313. How are you doing right now in the world of sports gambling? Right now, it is the NBA playoffs. How is the zigzag doing? Needless to say, not as well as last year. But then again, last year was almost a miracle in how the zigzag played out. But do you have faith in the zigzag after a few tough weeks here? We will talk about that. And we will talk about tonight's games in the NBA playoffs. Two more games coming up. Is it the end of the line for a man who thinks he's the greatest player of all time? But some others will say he's not even close. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about the other game in terms of a 2-1 game. One that could go seven. We like a series in the NBA that goes six or seven. I think you know why. So who you got? 859-381-1313. Also, Major League Baseball, a light schedule tonight. Six games to choose from. And by gollies, we're playing almost all of them tonight. In terms of a total or a side, doesn't mean we're desperate. It means, well, we're going to play these games. If there was a full game of slate of 15 games, would you play them? Yes. That's why they're good for us. And that's the thing about a short schedule like today in Major League Baseball, you've only got six games. You have to ask yourself, would you be playing these games if you had a full schedule, a full slate of 15 games? Yeah, I always would. And that's the thing. You're either pregnant or you're not. You either are worthy of a play or you're not worthy of a play, regardless of what else is going on in the world. And as we always say, Lem Banker, the great gambler, always told us, they play the national anthem all over the place in the country, so you don't have to just be desperate and find something in your game tonight. No Reds game tonight, but we'll talk about them to lead off the show. 859-381-1313. And of course, coming up on the show, it would not be a show in May if it wasn't for Sean C's hockey picks. Oh, is he doing so well at his hockey picks, including calling on this show over a week ago a Carolina sweep 4-0 in this round. Boom, it hit at over 5-1 odds. If you were in with Sean on that one, congratulations, because that is a sweet little ticket to cash. So props to Sean C calling a 5-1 shot Carolina to sweep the last round of the playoffs. Get out the brooms and go cash your tickets. There you go. Great call by Sean C. 5-1 on a sweep. You got it. And we'll talk about the one National Hockey League game tonight. It's only 2-1. We're waiting for game sevens in hockey. We've already got one this year, and we're 1-0 with our game seven unders. We're still waiting on some more game sevens to pop up. But with Carolina sweeping, that takes out one series. We'll see if these others can get to seven, and we'll get Sean C's thoughts on maybe a side, maybe a total, maybe an anytime goal here in this one. So we'll talk to him later in the show. The fastest-growing segment in Lexington Radio, Sean C's Hockey Picks. All this and much, much more coming up on this Men at Work Monday edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. We thank you so much for joining us. But this time of year, yeah, you had Mother's Day yesterday. Guys, I hope you punched in the time clock. You at least got your mom some flowers, maybe some Kentucky Derby glasses after the race that are a lot cheaper than they were before the race. Maybe you got those flowers a week and a half before Mother's Day to save some money there. And maybe you gave her a phone call yesterday. Those are all things I did for my mom yesterday. But if you didn't, well, at least you're going to have to go get your action down at Circa Sportsbook, down at the Franklin Mint in Franklin, Kentucky, the Mint Gaming Hall, excuse me, in Franklin, Kentucky. We're heading down there this weekend yet again. We'll be doing this show live Friday afternoon from the Mint Gaming Hall. And then we're sticking around to do Saturday VEASAN show down there this Saturday. So a big weekend for us. We hope it's a big weekend for you, because you've got live, the best betting splits in town are at circasports.com. and the Circa Sports Kentucky app. We say it every day. If you're looking to bet the underdog or favorite in a baseball game on the money line, it is almost, it's almost 10 out of 10, but well over 9 out of 10 that you'll always be going back to our friends at Circa Sports Kentucky. The highest limits, the lowest holds, the best customer service, and easily, especially during baseball season, the best money line splits that you can think of. So make sure to check them out today. Circa Sports Kentucky app, or just go to circasports.com. Kids, if you are still waiting to turn 18, you better hurry up, because we're hitting 21 for the legal age here in Kentucky soon. But for now, it is 18 years old, and lo and behold, a month from now, kids in Fayette County will be out of public schools. Oh, gosh. What did we do to deserve this? And, of course, make sure you're 18 to make legally bet these apps. If you have a problem gambling, 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up on this Men at Work Monday edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Let's get some actionable information going on, because this time of year, yeah, I've already gotten like some college football fever. Over this weekend, when I wasn't doing as much as usual, got a little college football irk, and you sit there and look at the calendar. Wait a minute. It's May the 11th. College football plays in about 3.5 months from now. That's when they start. Is that what you want to do? Be that kind of person? I'm not sure I am, but we're trying to cash some tickets today. Let's get some actionable information and cash some tickets here on this second Monday of May. But first, winning the battle, but losing the war. Good news for the Reds. They've won 2 games in a row now, including a win yesterday over the Houston Astronomicals, as Marty Brenneman used to call them. And the Astronomicals only got 3 hits yesterday. And Andrew Abbott, who we've been wondering this year, what's been his problem? What's been his issue? Well, yesterday, he only allowed 4 base runners in 6 innings. Only 85 pitches. TJ Antone, where's he been for the last, 5 years? He's had like, 3 surgeries on his arm? He's still around. And he pitched an inning yesterday. Moly Mole gets to the 8th inning. And Graham Ashcraft, who might be your new closer, keep that in mind, closed it out. A 5-0 victory for your Reds. Speaking about a team that's on the outs right now, the Astros are 16-25. Oh, for the 20-teens when they were a dynasty, whether they were cheating or not cheating, they won 2 World Series. One of them after the cheating. That's another story altogether. But the Astros are gone, and the Reds are in town now. And when you say they're in town, well, they have won 2 of their last 10 games. Wait a minute, they're on a 2-game winning streak. Don't worry about the past. Oh, you have to worry about the past in Major League Baseball. Because right now, Cincinnati Reds, on that 2-game winning streak, they still this year have never been under 500. They're 22-19. They were dangerously close as of Friday night when they lost that one 10 to nothing. But so far this year, the run differential. And you look at a team like the Reds, and you have to ask yourself, is this team really any good? Well, the run differential screams they're not. In the National League, only 2 teams have a worse run differential this year than the Reds. The Giants, who are 16-24, they're minus 48. That's the worst in the National League. And the second worst is the Colorado Rockies, 16-25. The fact that the Reds have a minus 33 run differential and are still 3 games over .500, you talk about a miracle in itself. Yeah, it's a miracle in itself, to say the least. But one thing that we know that never gets past kind of whether a team is good or not are the odds makers in the desert. And to see the Reds last Friday afternoon, they were an 11-1 shot to win the National League Central Division. Well, the Reds won 2 out of 3 over the weekend. Good news, right? They should improve their odds. Maybe they're getting a little bit more love. They're over 500 again. Not even close. The Reds are now 15-1. To win the National League Central. Cubs, minus money, minus 200. Brewers, plus 425. Pirates, 8-1. Reds, 15-1. Cardinals, 16-1. Keep in mind, before the year, the Cardinals were 35-1 to win this division. And if you're looking for the Reds just to make the National League playoffs, And one thing I look for in a spot like this, maybe not as far as just only the yes props, but where you can find yes and no props. You've got a choice. You can take a team to go yes or take a team to go no in terms of making the playoffs. And right now, the Cincinnati Reds are not exactly a fan favorite to make these playoffs. Our friends at Circa have the Reds to make the playoffs plus 230, no, minus 270. So if you think the Reds are not going to make the playoffs, to win $10, you got to put up 27. That tells you that the Reds are not exactly a fan favorite or a sportsbook favorite to make these National League playoffs. And when you look at what's going on with this team, the pitching is starting to fall apart. The hitting is not really coming around too much. And yes, guys like Matt McClain, who are hitting 204, Ke'Bryan Hayes, who's hitting 139, negative war people, they are still in this lineup. TJ Friedl, who's hitting 185. It's almost like you just hold your breath through the bottom of that lineup and hope you get through. Tyler Stevenson, who signed a big contract a few years ago, he's a free agent after this year. That little incident on Thursday against the Cubs where he didn't know to tag the guy out at home, that's a Little League play. That's something certain catchers in Little League would have known to do. He's hitting 192. I would not be shocked to see this guy gone before the end of the year. But looking at these Reds hitters, you have to keep wondering, how many times can you throw Matt McClain out there? Because he has played in every game the Reds have played this year. So has Sal Stewart. So is Ellie De La Cruz. So much for that before the year when Terry Francona said, yeah, we're going to rest Ellie De La Cruz a little bit this year. He played all 162 last year. We're going to rest him this year. We're 41 games in. We're a quarter of the way in this season. He hasn't sat out yet. Easier said than done, especially when you're Ellie De La Cruz and you're the only player the Reds have. The only thing that Ellie De La Cruz is leading the league in, he's leading the league in two things. Games played and caught stealing. That means he's getting slower? I don't know. 9 steals, 4 times he's been caught. That's not good. But anyway. And the Reds pitchers are now, I don't want to say they're falling apart, but it's not looking good. Emilio Pagan, now your pseudo-closer, is out. He's on the injured list. Tony Santion, who started the year, first 10 appearances, nothing given up. Well, now in 17 appearances, his ERA is over 5. Who's the closer for this team now? It looks like it's Graham Ashcraft. He had the 1.74 ERA. If this team goes to a save situation anytime this week, I would dare say Ashcraft will be trotting in from the bullpen in the ninth inning. Take that to your waiver wire list there, roto players out there. Go for the cheap closer while Pagan is out. But we look at these starting pitchers, and now Rhett Lauder is going to hit the injured list. What do you have? Andrew Abbott comes back yesterday, a decent game for him, but he's still an ERA over 4.47 this year. In fact, other than Chase Burns, no starting pitcher for this Reds team has an ERA plus of 100 or more, which would indicate at 100, they are an average pitcher. The fact that this team, the Reds, has done what they've done, it's kind of like winning the war and losing the battle. Or winning the battle and losing the war, depending on how you look at it. The Reds won the last two, yeah. But that 8-game losing streak before winning those two, that supersedes that 2-game winning streak, how modest it might be. Because the odds makers are telling you, this team has big odds to make the playoffs right now. Which is surprising for a team that's 22-19 after 41 games. We're at the quarter pole of this race, the Major League Baseball season. Quarter of the season? It's not exactly first week of the season, but we're not at midseason either. You would think a team 3 games over .500 would not be 15-1, basically, to make the playoffs this year, to win your division. But that's where the Reds are. And for the Reds right now, to run out the starting rotation that they have this week, good luck. Because until they get some people back like Hunter Green, this starting rotation is going to be in big trouble, especially if you look at the pitching matchups coming up this week. Tomorrow, we have Miles Michaelis. Good Lord, he's still in the league. Yes, he is. Mile Michaelis, who pitched for St. Louis forever, it seems like. They're coming to Cincinnati. The Nationals are in Cincinnati tomorrow against Brady Singer. Where's he been this year? Well, he hasn't been what he was last year. 5.63 ERA for him. 38 innings, 8 starts. Do the math. That ain't 5 innings a start, just here to tell you. But in this one tomorrow night, the Reds are favored. Brady Singer and the Reds opened up at minus 132. They're up to a minus 135 consensus now. So, early money has come in on the Reds tomorrow night. But for a Reds fan or any fan to sit there and say, yeah, this Reds team, they're not exactly doing what we thought they would do this year. Well, I guarantee there's a lot of people right now that if you said the Reds will be 22-19 after 41 games, if I told you that in mid-March, you might have taken that. And that's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. This year, we've talked about this a lot. Who are the best teams to bet on this year? For so long, we talked about March and April, it was the Reds were going to be in first place at the end of that division, at the end of that month. And they were. And then they hit that mysterious 8-game losing streak. But if you're betting on the Reds this year, you're still making money. Dollar on the Reds every night, you're up $2.52. The 6% return on investment. Hope you got out at the right time. As soon as they hit May the 1st, it was like, we saw this. We were talking about this for weeks. As soon as that calendar hits May the 1st, everything changes for this team. And somehow, some way, it did. I don't know how that happened. But yeah, so a big start for the Reds. It's just a matter of, can they recover from that losing streak? By the way, the three most profitable teams right now in Major League Baseball betting, Tampa, 28% return on investment. The Cardinals, because they're surprising so many people. And yes, the Atlanta Braves, 28-13, best team in baseball. They are cashing you tickets as well. So if you're betting the Reds every night, good luck to you. But if you haven't the last 10 days, yeah, you've done a lot better for yourself than you might have otherwise. So yeah, Reds will be starting again tomorrow night. We'll talk about that one. As we do see Matt McClain still playing every day. Edwin Arroyo, who's playing at Louisville right now, who's a infielder. Where could he play? Second base. His average now is .331 for said Louisville bat. What are they called now? Bat cats? Bat birds? I don't know what they're talking to right now. But he's hitting .331 at Louisville. We've heard about this Arroyo kid forever. But can he be any worse than Matt McClain right now, who finally, a week and a half ago, got moved out of the number two spot in the lineup? So, yeah, tough times indeed for the Reds coming up. We will see if they can take down the Nationals. They should be favored in most of these games. On Wednesday night, Lodolo versus Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin has moments where he's good, but a lot of moments when he's bad. We'll see if Lodolo can come back, start number two for him this year, and get the Reds over the hump against the Nats on Wednesday. So yeah, we will talk about these games and a lot more coming up here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget Reds tomorrow. By the way, the Batcats lose 2 out of 3 in Florida over the weekend. 4 more games for Kentucky baseball coming up. And yes, we do see that the Batcats play Northern Kentucky on Tuesday, tomorrow night. And then they play Arkansas. Who's managing Arkansas? Calipari? Yeah, they wish. But Arkansas will be playing the Cats here at Lexington this week. The word on the street is Kentucky needs at least 2 of these, those 3, to kind of be in contention for a playoff berth. Right now, to win the College World Series, your favorites, UCLA and Georgia Tech, both at 6-1. Kentucky way down the line at 120-1. Same odds as LSU. And if you remember we looked at these odds before this college baseball conference season started. LSU was the favorite to win the national championship. I guess they thought Paul Skeens was back or something. But LSU also 120-1 to win the national championship. Is that a great reflection on Kentucky? No, it's a bad reflection on LSU. So, yeah, Kentucky Batcats 120-1 to win it all. Act accordingly. Here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300. We will talk with Jeff Drummond very soon, hopefully tomorrow, about the Batcats and where they're going right now. But coming up after the break, we got other stuff going on in the world. Yes, we have heard something from the fanboys That is very alarming, and we will discuss and try to figure out why. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about some NBA playoffs. We'll talk about Major League Baseball. The NFL schedule will be released later this week. And, yes, the NBA playoffs include quite a few Kentucky basketball players, all of which we wonder why they couldn't win at Kentucky when they were in college. And, excuse me. And, yes, our picks coming up, along with Sean C's hockey picks. I need a drink of water. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you so much for joining us on this Men at Work Monday, where we are either going under or over a total. Overkill, down under. Yeah, you know where we're going today. But we'll talk about that later. Before we get to that, though, other things happening in the world of sports from a handicapping perspective locally. Apparently, Kentucky got a center who's played at Washington, University of Washington, who's 25 years old. Oh, good. He must be good. I don't know if he's good or not. Malachi Marino not going to play in the NBA draft scrimmages, apparently. And the Kentucky odds to win the national championship have not moved. They're still 50-1. All this crazy news, all this stuff. The coach is on the social medias giving out videos and everything, and everybody feels so much better. Why don't the odds makers buy into this? They don't, because they're still 50-1 to win the national championship. I dare say that Kentucky will be the odds of Kentucky will move very little at all, unless they get some big player that drops out of the NBA draft process. We'll see. But right now, there are several teams with better odds to win the national championship in college basketball than the University of Kentucky. But I will say there's not 25 of them, because a lot of people are putting Kentucky outside the top 25 in their little way too early AP poll for college basketball. But the odds makers are giving Kentucky a little more credit. Or is that crazy people just putting too much money on Kentucky? We'll find out. Duke's still your favorite, plus 650. Michigan, Florida, UConn, the usual suspects are your first four choices to win the national championship. So, yeah, just like we try to tell people, college basketball is 5 months away. Can we just, you know, talk about anything else? I'll tell you the odds, but I'm not going to sit here for an hour and talk about recruiting and stuff like that and Mark Pope videos. I mean, I got to cash tickets tonight when it comes to stuff like that. But speaking of the basketball, we do see the NBA, it's all these Kentucky players. The fanboy headline that really kind of caught my eye today was that John Wall secures number one pick for Washington Wizards. Really? It was John Wall's fault that they got the number one pick? Didn't the Wizards get the number one pick way back in the day and get John Wall in the draft? I that's the thing. When you're kind of slanted and biased towards certain people and certain teams, John Wall didn't win the draft lottery. It was just a process. They could have had anybody sit in that seat, but John Wall was, it was his fault that we won. No, it wasn't. And it's like people say, well, I've got to wear my lucky underwear during the game. Guess what? The game is going to take place exactly the way it was going to take place, whether you wear or don't wear your lucky underwear. I'm just saying. When you go to the roulette table, if you see all those, they put the scoreboard up. We've hit 10 reds in a row. The next one's got to be black. Nope, you still got the same percent chance that you did before that 10 spin red streak. It's crazy talk. But then again, you're talking to the Big Blue Nation. But speaking of the Big Blue Nation, this is the one thing that kind of gets me. We are not the spring practice is over. We're in that lull in college football season now between spring practice and when the camps start this summer and everything. And yes, Kentucky, it must be happy today because the SEC leading rusher for Missouri was unfortunately shot over the weekend. So maybe when Kentucky goes to Missouri in November this year, maybe he won't be playing. So there you go. Add that to your 4.5 win over total there, bottom line guy. No, we're not celebrating that, but I'm just saying You know, if you're a gambler, there are gamblers who will take that into consideration and say, well, we got to go over here. But I did see a fanboy prediction, and I'm going to read it verbatim. It's a headline. I never click on these unless it's, you know, we're going to make picks against the spread because I want to see how many of them take Kentucky against the spread. Prediction from the fanboys: Kentucky beats Alabama in Will Stein's SEC opener. I can't, you know, hold your hand and lead you up to the window. Now, there are no official lines out for Kentucky and Alabama, the SEC opener, the second week of September yet. That's the first SEC game for both these teams this year. But I will say, I wouldn't be shocked maybe if I did take Kentucky against the point spread, if I'm getting enough points. Who knows how many points I'll be getting. But if you're really going to tell me right now, I don't care whether you're a Kentucky fan or not a Kentucky fan, if you're telling me Kentucky beats Alabama in the Will Stein SEC opener, please have something to back it up with. Maybe have a number. Maybe have a system. Have something that will tell me, that will give you some legitimacy other than I love Kentucky, or it's Will Stein's a great coach, or something like that. Because what are you really basing this on? Win totals for the year. Kentucky, we talk about it every day. 4.5. Alabama, 8.5. Wait a minute. That doesn't seem like a big number for Alabama this year. You're right, it doesn't. And in fact, to win the SEC championship game this year, who are your favorites? Texas, number one, 3-1. Then Georgia. Then Texas A&M. Then LSU. And then Alabama. Alabama is the fifth favorite in the SEC to win the SEC championship game, while Kentucky is right at the bottom, barely above Mississippi State and Arkansas, who is 300-1. Wow, what happened to Arkansas? Anyway, so if you look at this and you think, it looks like a somewhat down year for Alabama, just based on future odds that we see from our friends in the desert. But if you're going to tell me that Kentucky, who the odds makers say are going to be a 4.5 win team, is going to take down Alabama, who the odds makers say is going to be an 8.5 win team and have much better odds, not just to win the SEC, but to make the college football playoff this year, you better have something to back it up. To make the college football playoff this year, you know how many teams are going to be in it this year? I'm not so sure anymore. But Alabama has the 10th best odds to make the college football playoff. They are plus 145. Where's Kentucky, you ask? You got to scroll really far down, and Kentucky is 20-1 just to make the college football playoff. That's for a team projected to win 4.5 games this year. So if I look at something and say, maybe this team, Alabama, not as good as they have been in the past, according to odds makers, not according to the cut of their jib, but according to what their friends in the desert, the experts who have lots of money on the line with these win totals and conference futures. If you say Alabama is down compared to past years, I can't disagree with that. If you say Kentucky is down compared to last year even, I'm not so sure. But at the same time, what do you have to go on with Alabama and Kentucky saying that Kentucky will beat them in this game? That's all I'm asking. Kentucky's a 4.5 win team, according to the experts. You get your two cupcakes. Where are the other 2.5 coming from? That's something you have to ask yourself. So when you get, Kentucky is going to pull off an upset this year. When you play 9 SEC games, they're not all going to go according to point spreads, especially when you're playing games closer to an even game in terms of the point spread. Not a 25.5 point number, but maybe a touchdown or less. Sometimes, you know, those are, I don't want to say they're coin tosses, but there's one of my favorite systems in college football, especially in conference games. Whoever the underdog is when the line is 4 or less, take the underdog on the money line. But how many games this year will Kentucky be a 4-point dog or less? They're not going to be a 4-point dog or less against Alabama. So if you're looking to maybe take Alabama against Kentucky, or excuse me, Kentucky against Alabama this year, hey, God bless you. You're going to give me enough points, I might be with you on Kentucky. But to say they're going to win, you better have some numbers to back that up. And right now, other than calling Kentucky us and we and saying I like the cut of their jib and I like the words that are coming out of the coach's mouth, that's not a good way to handicap. And that's the bottom line when it comes to Kentucky football here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. College football is 3.5 months off. Let's kind of let it rest for a minute. But something happening this week in terms of football, the NFL schedules will be announced this week. And yes, we do see the first Sunday night game has already been announced. The first Sunday night of the year. It felt like they always used to play this on the first Sunday night. It'll be Dallas and the Giants in the Meadowlands, which is not New York State. But Dallas is a one-point favorite right now. These lines are already up in the first announced game. Cowboys, one-point favorite, total 47.5. Division under. I'm already on that one. But the way I'm looking at this one, man, it's hard to bet these games. One quarterback goes down for either team, that line moves. And we're talking about 4 months until the first game. I get trying to get out in front of these, but I also get there's a lot that could happen in 4 months, especially when you're playing preseason games, especially when you're having preseason practice. Would you like to see either one of these teams not throw out their starting quarterbacks in this game? You still got to put up the line you got in May? Yeah, it's a lot to kind of do when this early in the season. So, yeah, the NFL schedule will be announced this week. Take an eye out for that because we are the voice of the Bengals on our classic rock 92.1 sister station when it comes to stuff like that. However, about cashing tickets tonight, look at the NBA playoffs and the New York Knicks right now. Their odds to win the Eastern Conference started at 6-1 when they started round one. They are plus 150 before this round when they swept the vaunted 76ers. Now, minus 155 are the Knicks to win the Eastern Conference. So basically you're telling me it's going to be OKC and the Knicks for the NBA championship. Did you have that before the season started? I did not. I'm not going to lie. One team that nobody had winning the West, unless you're a big LeBron fan, was the Lakers. And OKC goes up 3-0 in the Lakers now. Odds to sweep the Lakers now, minus 625, or is OKC to sweep the Lakers. It was plus 155 before this series started. Don't forget the Lakers were swept in 2023 by the Nuggets, of all teams, and Nikola Jokic, who's the best player in the NBA. I don't care what you tell me about SGA, all you want to. The Lakers right now, we'll talk about this a little later. The Lakers right now are a double-digit home favorite. They opened 10.5-point the Lakers. They're now an 11.5-point underdog. OKC 11.5 over the Lakers tonight. 214.5 your total. That's basically stayed the same. So tonight, yes, we'll talk about this later in the show. But OKC, when you talk about them as a double-digit road favorite in the NBA playoffs, the last 2 years, they're 3-0 straight up. But they're 0-3 against the spread. Is that enough to go on? I'm not so sure. But the odds makers out in the desert are saying, yeah, the Thunder's odds-on favorites now to repeat as the championship. And if they do, it's a winner for the sports books on the future books because everybody else, a lot of the sharps, were looking for value. There was no value on OKC. But there's value on a lot of other teams right now. So the books will be happy to see OKC repeat in this one. So there you go. OKC right now, first 7 games in these playoffs, they've won all of them by an average of 18 points a game. Here's a number for you. You remember Moses Malone and the Sixers? Foe, foe, and foe. Yeah, they almost did it back in the 80s. They went foe, five, and foe back in the day. But will OKC go undefeated in the playoffs? They're 7 down, 9 to go. You can get 50 to 1 on that. Plus 5,000 if you are so inclined to go with OKC going undefeated. No chance for me. I would take that. How are you betting the playoffs so far, though? Favorites of these NBA playoffs. 68 games. 34-34 gets the spread are the favorites so far. The home teams, that's where it's been so far. 39-29 against the spread, taking the home teams. Unders have made a big comeback. Now the unders are making you some money. 36-32 are the unders so far in the NBA playoffs. However, the zigzag theory, I'm not going to say that it's as bad this year as it was last year because it's not as good as it was last year because if you played both these years, you're still making quite a nice little profit on this. But so far in these NBA playoffs this year, you're not even 50%. 24 up, 26 down. On the zigzag theory, can we get 48%. Can we get at least back up to 52.5 by the time this is over? Because we have faith in that zigzag theory. Last year, when we were hitting 67%, you had to ask yourself, when is the party going to end? Well, excuse me. The party looks like it's ended so far, but it only takes a couple more games, and boom, you're right back to that magical 52.5%. Are we playing the zigzags tonight in the NBA playoffs? And will we find a game 6 or 7 down the line? Because we love to play those unders. They've done very well so far this year in the NBA playoffs. Coming up after the break, we will discuss the NBA playoffs and who we like in these games. But if you're looking for an NBA Finals MVP, the money is all on SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the man who was the MVP and the NBA Finals MVP last year, minus 155 to be NBA Finals MVP again this year. Can you believe that? If you told anybody at UK 6 years ago or whenever it was, SGA was at Lexington, was here in Lexington, and he was sitting on the bench the first 13 games. If you had told John Calipari, hey, you're going to have what looks like a two-time NBA Finals MVP on your bench, do you think that would have changed his mind? I'm not so sure. But then again, I don't think you could have gone in any seat at Rupp Arena during those times and said, hey, you got a two-time Finals MVP that's sitting on your bench over there. Which one is it? Oh, I don't know. It was one of those deals. Of course, then again, Cal had Devin Booker on the bench during the Final Four against Wisconsin. I digress here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Coming up after the break, we'll read some texts. We will look at the NBA playoffs. And yes, we will look at Major League Baseball for tonight. All from a handicapping perspective. That's coming up next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. I'm going to take an NBA under. It's easy to see for guys like Stevie Wonder. I don't know what else is going to happen other than thunder. I got nothing. I used to work at Mifflin Dunder. Here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. One of these days, I will be ready for that. I know it's coming. I just never say, what are things that rhyme with under? I don't know. Stevie Wonder, though. That was a good one. I got that one from nowhere. Enough foolishness, bottom line guy. Let's read the text, 859-381-1313. And I want to issue an apology to our friend Breezy, a loyal listener and a very sharp handicapper. He hit the under in the Dodgers and Braves on Friday. Dogs 2-1 over the week. Totals 3-1. And yes, on Friday, he was saying not to bet the over in the Yankees game. And he did say bet under in the Dodgers game. And the theme of that text was being contrarian, trying to find contrarian spots to stack Yankees and Dodgers in DFS when they're facing the elite pitchers. And yes, I was jumping around. Sometimes I get caught up in reading text and trying to do all this on my own, Breezy, and I apologize to you. I read that wrong. That is totally my fault, and I issue my apologies to you. I sincerely apologize. Sometimes I get a little carried away with everything that's going on, trying to read text and keep the show going and everything. So I do apologize to you, but we hope you get some winners, Breezy. All the very best to you. And you talk about somebody who's really kicking butt in DFS over the last couple years. Breezy has really been doing it. So, yeah. We did get a text from someone. We were talking about Edwin Arroyo, who's playing infield in Louisville and hitting over 330, I think, at the time. And talking about, you mean to tell me he can't come up and play infield in place of Matt McClain or Ke'Bryan Hayes? We're not so sure. And texter says, Arroyo has been playing third at AAA. I guess Ke'Bryan Hayes needs to come out of the lineup quicker than Matt McClain, I guess. But it's very close. Ke'Bryan Hayes hitting. It is tough to send a guy out there. Barry Larkin said this. It is tough to send a guy out there every night. He's played 37 of the 41 games. He's hitting 139. This guy's 29 years old. It's not like he's some kid. He's going to be 30 soon. And Ke'Bryan Hayes is hitting 139, and his OPS plus is 17. That's terrible. That's 83% worse than the average player. So, yeah, Arroyo might be ready to come up and play third in this spot. Our friend Mark Sullivan. Hey, Brad, this is Mark. Had a wonderful Saturday at Churchill Downs, then took my mom and wife out to dinner on Sunday. Good for you. Very good for you. Taking some unders tonight in MLB. The unders have been hitting the last few days. I'm just going to tell you. Unders have really made a nice comeback the last few days. He's going to take under is Mark Sullivan in Tampa and Seattle. Those are a couple of good ones we're looking at. He's also having a gut feeling about San Fran and L.A. That's a close one. That number being 9.5 is very close. L.A. is sending out the worst pitcher of the day, ERA over 5, while San Francisco puts out a guy with a 1.53 ERA. He might pull the trigger. Will Mark Sullivan. We'll talk about that in a second. Good luck to all. Race Muggy, Breezy, Anthony, Miss Judy, and yours truly. And the definite go out on May the 1st. The Reds were toast. Yeah. The Reds were toast at that moment, it felt like, Mark Sullivan. So, yeah, good luck to you. Good luck with those unders tonight. Uh-oh, the Race Monkey is here. Race Monkey reporting for duty. The Stanley Cup unofficial wizard with another split over the weekend. He is floating around the Mendoza line for the second round. That's not good because the Mendoza line was 200. So if you're hitting 200 instead of 500, that's even worse, Race Monkey. But tonight, a single play for him. The Race Monkey likes Colorado. But that money line just a tad too pricey. So he's going to play the minus 120 on the under at 6.5. Say hi to Sully B. Howe, G. Drum, and the Breeze for me. Race Monkey taking a day trip on that last train to Clarksville. Rack me. How about the last train to Bearwaller? Is there such a thing? So, yeah, we thank everybody for the text. 859-381-1313. Let's go over our plays today in the NBA. And, yes, we're going to play both zigzags tonight. But game number one, it is Cleveland. 3.5-point favorite over Detroit in this one. And, yes, Detroit lost the last game. We are going to take them in the zigzag going forward today. And this is one where, to be quite honest, I feel a lot better about this one than I do the next one. I'm taking Detroit, getting the 3.5 in this one. This line opened at 3.5. It's still 3.5. That should tell you a little something. Total here, 213.5. 96% of the tickets and money is on the over. I love the under in this one. Give me under 213.5 in Detroit and Cleveland. It's not a complete reverse line move because this line hasn't moved, but close to a line freeze. We will take under the 213 Detroit and Cleveland. But I am taking Detroit on the zigzag. I feel a lot better about this one than I do the next one because it's Lakers and Thunder, game four. It could be over for LeBron after tonight. No way. He'll come back next year, either with the Lakers or somebody. But this line opened with Thunder. 10.5-point favorites. They're up to an 11.5-point favorite in this one. Zigzag says, yeah, you got to take the Lakers here in this one. I'm going to take the Lakers based on principle alone. Excuse me. But I'm certainly not going to be really rushing out to get this one because I can promise you this might get ugly. And could it be the old gentleman's sweep? I don't think so, but I'll take double-digit points. Double digits with the OKC. Yeah, we talked about it. 3-0 straight up this year. 0-3 against the spread. So they are legitimate worries against the number. Maybe not straight up. So, yeah, both zigzags, Detroit and Lakers. And I'm going under in the first one. 213.5, Detroit and Cleveland. What about the major leagues? What about some games we like from a handicapping perspective day in Major League Baseball? We do see that one of the games that we like is two really good pitchers tonight in Toronto. 7.5 is where this total opened. It's down to 7. Toronto opened to minus 141 here. They're down to minus 130. It's Toronto and Tampa. Two of my favorite pitchers. Drew Rasmussen for the Rays. Kevin Gausman for the Blue Jays. Two of my favorite pitchers. That's why you've seen this total go down from 7.5 to 7. One of the few numbers on the board where you see even money kind of both ways on the total here. Yeah, I'm going under in this game. Tampa and Toronto, but I'm also taking the Rays. You're going to give me a team that's moved this much on the road. I honestly feel like I have the better team, and I have the better starting pitcher, and that's saying something with Kevin Gausman going on the mound in this one. Money is split right down the middle. I'm going to take Tampa. Getting money on the road in Toronto here tonight. Love the under in this one, too. Let's go with the Rays and the under in Toronto tonight. One more game that might pique a little interest. Seattle is pretty good. Kirby's a pretty good pitcher, too. Lampert is going for Houston, and Houston is terrible. We just saw them over the weekend in Cincinnati. I think you got some value with Houston. They didn't use anybody back into that bullpen against the Reds the last couple nights. We've seen this total go from 8.5 to 9. That also always usually favors is an indication of some value in an underdog. Minus 140 is the Seattle. You could find Houston plus 120-ish, depending on where you shop. I'm taking Houston tonight at home. They're at home in this one. They're a bad team. They're only a plus 120, though, to George Kirby and the Mariners. A good team with a good pitcher. That's a short number. Give me Houston in this one tonight at home against Seattle. One more under I like tonight also. Let's go under in that same game. Seattle and Houston, Kirby and Lambert. Let's go under the total there. 58% of the tickets are on the over. It's kind of like the Tampa-Toronto game. Not much on the over in this one, but we see this total at 9. I'll go under this total, 9 here tonight. Seattle and Houston. So our Mac Daddy Stogies tonight, all over the leagues. Give me the two zigzags. Detroit getting 3.5 in Cleveland. Lakers getting 10.5 at home, 11.5 at home against OKC. Let's go under the total, Detroit-Cleveland. Let's take two sides in Major League Baseball, Tampa and Houston, and let's go under in those games in Toronto and in Houston. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take of the desert, smoke them here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. But coming up after the break, you know what time it is. The fastest growing segment at Lexington Radio, Sean C's Hockey Picks. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Spring is here, and as the weather heats up, the sports action heats up at Circa Sports Kentucky. From baseball to basketball, hockey to golf, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting. It's sports betting the way it should be. High limits, player-friendly pricing, and enhanced in-game options. Whether you're looking for playoff futures or props on your favorite players, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit circasports.com today.
Oh, King, I've got hockey fever. Catch it.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. And now, a man who told us a week ago, take Carolina to sweep their series against the lowly Philadelphia Flyers. Where's Eric Lindros? Where's Ron Hextall? We don't know, but the Hurricanes will sweep. Lo and behold, they finished a sweep over the weekend. 5-1 odds. Great call by our hockey expert, Sean C. Sean, are you? Can you hear us over the money in your ears today?
Yeah, there's a lot of cha-ching going on over here this afternoon.
Yes, well, very good. Congratulations on a great call by you. Do you have anything maybe that you would like for tonight's game? As we're looking at the Colorado Avalanche, and they are up 2-1 over the Minnesota Wild here in this one. Game 4 in Minnesota. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I don't have anything quite as radical as predicting a sweep for the series, but I do think the Wild come back and even this series up. They're a pretty heavy underdog at home. You're finding them at plus 120 pretty much everywhere, plus 118, plus 120, depending on where you look. I like the over in this game. It's a 6.5 point line. I like the over. Two out of the three games have gone the over. The third game was 6 points. That was 5-1 just night before last. And after a goal and two assists in the previous game, I like Kirill Kiprusoff to find his way into the net again with a goal. Anytime goal tonight.
What are his odds?
You're getting about plus 125, plus 130, depending if you search, you can find it at plus 130.
Okay, so tonight, there's one game in the playoffs tonight. Minnesota at home, down 1-2 in the playoff series. Take them at a little bit of plus money, 120-ish, depending on where you shop. Over 6.5 goals in this one. You're not going to... You get a little chalk in your favor, not as much vig. And Kiprusoff at plus 125-ish for an anytime goal. Is there anything long-term you're looking at? Because right now, if you're looking at Stanley Cup exact results, Colorado over Carolina in the finals is the favorite at plus 310. Are there any futures you would look at from a matchup to maybe a conference winner, anything you're looking at in these playoffs long-term, Sean?
You said Carolina over Colorado is the favorite?
Colorado over Carolina is the favorite at plus 310.
I'm with that. I think that's how the Stanley Cup's going to end up. I think it's going to be finally the year Colorado doesn't fall apart in the conference finals. Edmonton's out of the way, so they don't have to worry about them. I think this is the year Colorado goes against the Cubs.
With that in mind, would you still take Nate McKinnon at 3-1 to win the Conn Smythe Trophy?
Absolutely.
Ooh, there you go. So Chauncey planting his flag just like the MTV guy did back in the day, saying Nate McKinnon's Conn Smythe 3-1, Colorado over Carolina more than 3-1, and then his picks for tonight, Minnesota over 6.5 goals, and Kiprusoft an anytime goal. Anything else to add to your big portfolio here, Sean? You're feeling mighty proud and brave now that you've got that 5-1 ticket home on a Carolina sweep.
I think this series, the Avalanche and the Wild, I think this is the one you want to go to a Game 7, and I'm going to go against your Game 7 under if that is the case. I think it goes over.
Oh, them's fighting words, Sean C. We'll have to wait to see if this thing goes 7 games. Anything else, Sean, before we get out of here?
Nope, that is it for me today.
He is planting the flag in the moon, just like the astronaut on MTV did, and gives you his picks. Yeah, look out for Colorado over Carolina. Long-term exacta. That's a good play. And Sean C., we thank you so much for your picks, and congrats on a great 5-1 call with a Carolina sweep. What did we call on the bottom line with Brad Taylor today? Well, sometimes you win the battle but lose the war. And the Reds winning 2 in a row against the Astros, yeah, you won the battle, but losing the 8 before that, that might have been losing the war, and the odds makers agree. We talked about what's going on in the other worlds of sports gambling, including our picks tonight in the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball and Chauncey's hockey picks. If you missed it, ESPNLex.com. Thanks so much for joining us and getting your side hustle on. Don't forget the daily lineup here on ESPN Radio weekdays. It is Alan Cutler from noon to 2, yours truly 2 to 3, Senator Feinbaum from 3 to 4, Wildcat Drive with Matthew and Jimmy from 4 to 6, and tonight at 6:10, tomorrow night, it'll be Reds and Nationals tonight. And we'll just have ESPN programming the rest of the night. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, when do the Reds play again? Tomorrow, right? Yeah. I need hockey picks. Thank you. Thank you very much.